Hello, Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 29th, and the whole week ahead. With the moon in the sign of Gemini, this weekend is great for travelling around, seeing people, generally getting out and about. Somebody may even call you and say, fancy a trip? Do you fancy going here or there? If that's what happens, then go, because a little bit of spontaneity and a little bit of out of the blue stuff will do you good and make you feel bright and breezy. And here's your Sunday stars. Because the moon's square to Venus today, you do need to be a wee bit careful when it comes to women. Women in particular could be manipulative or fickle or just dead ungrateful. Also, the fairer sex could have problems when it comes to money and may want more than you can give. Now, on the other side, if you've got a lot of gay friends, then equally be careful of one in particular who may be out to get something they don't deserve. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in Cancer squaring both Mercury and Uranus in your sign, you've got to be a bit careful of what's said. Gossip, for instance, scandal, libel, all of these things. If somebody tells you something, then just don't spread it around willy-nilly, because it may be fake news. And you don't want to be accused of aiding and abetting someone who really is up to mischief. And here's your Tuesday stars, a lovely day today. Potentially, this is a great time for you just to enjoy yourself. The link to both Venus and Mars makes this super duper when it comes to things intimate and sexual and anything which you would class as physical. Oh yes, that old number. Let's get physical. That's what these stars are absolutely great for. And if you're fancying a bit of a makeover, then go and get yourself dolled up. Here's your Wednesday stars. At long last, Mercury is going to start to move direct in your sign. The past few weeks could have been damnable when it comes to all forms of communication. Things going wrong, messages going astray, things just not happening as quickly as you would like. Breakdowns in communications from phones to computers, you name it, and there can be dramas and dilemmas. Well, from today onwards, not immediately, things will start to fall more into place. And here's your Thursday stars. I love the Sun and Neptune working well together, mainly because there's a lot of beauty, there's a lot of romantic, even fantasy stuff going on. What a perfect period for you to go to the movies or the theatre or anything by water, a lake, a sea, a river, an ocean. All of these things will help to increase your spirituality. And if you need to buy anything at this time, investment into things of beauty will certainly carry a lot of weight. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon squaring your ruling planet Mars, be careful when it comes to your health. For instance, you could be more clumsy than usual, a little bit accident prone. And if you're okay, then somebody around you may well do something silly and reckless and feckless. And it means that you end up having to look after them or carrying the can in some particular way. Mobility could be restricted and restrained.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.